And I want you to just open your hearts to Him, would you? And just to prayerfully receive what He has to share with us this morning. Bless you, brother.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pretty perfect. here it goes. Since about 2011, 2012-ish, I have struggled and failed. I've struggled with alcoholism. And it progressively got worse, and it got even worse when my wife divorced me. And that's just a fact. It's not to get you to just say, oh, poor Taylor. But I say all this coming before all of you in the spirit of James chapter 5, verse 16, because I believe I've reached a turning point in my life, and a place where, as Joe and I have talked about, where we're writing a new chapter now. And I'm just coming before you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and asking you to join with me in prayer so that I can be healed. I've been through programs, I've been through meetings, I've been through treatment centers multiple times, inpatient, outpatient, and those are all good tools, but the simple fact of the matter is that it's only by God's grace that I'm going to get through this. So I just ask that all of you would please join me in praying that I would be delivered from this, and that God's grace would be on me as I continue to walk in faith that He's going to heal me. Thank you.
I would invite anyone in this service who's ever struggled with alcohol, whether you've won over it, maybe you're in the middle of it right now, I'd like you to come forward, if you would. And you're going to help us pray for Taylor. This is a safe place. Nobody looks down at anybody else because we're all trying to find our place. Amen. You know what really thrills me right now? Look at all these men. 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 God is building a strong church here, and it comes by... Taylor spent the night with us, and we spent some time together this week. And I believe God wants to do something. I really do. We were talking about coming out of the shadow. When you hide in the shadow, the enemy will chain you up there. But when you come out into the light, grace comes. Because it requires humility, and God gives grace to the humble. And so I appreciate my brother's boldness here. I was with him at the hospital this last week. You know, these seizures, they're because of alcohol. And they could kill him. They could take his life just like that. So this is a war. But I believe God wants to bring deliverance into his life. And you don't overcome flesh with flesh. And I'll tell you, even in my own life, and I'll talk to all of you, there's all kinds of addictions here, folks. Anybody here addicted to pornography? Anybody here have other types of addictions? Drugs? Anybody here addicted to sugar? Food, gotta have it. I was driving home last week after being at the hospital with Taylor. The Lord convicted me about something. It's called energy drinks. I got hooked on them. Had to have one in the morning, and I would drink one in the afternoon, and I got where I couldn't function without it. And I was driving home, and the Lord said, "What's the difference, Joe? What's the difference?" And I said, "Okay, I'm driving my stake in the ground." And Quick Trip's really mad at me because no more energy. I mean, that's just a little thing. But you understand what I'm saying? This excess, anything, all things are lawful for you, but not all things edify. Not all things build up. And I will be mastered by none. And so that's the spirit we want to pray in. So would you all stand with us, please? And anybody else who wants to feel led, come up and lay hands on Taylor, Joe. We're just going to agree together as the body of Christ. Father, we agree with Mark's prayer. And we pray in the name which is above every name, the name of which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of addiction on our brother's life. In Jesus' name. Our weapons are not carnal. They are mighty in God for the tearing down of strongholds and fortresses, taking every thought captive for Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, I heard the word surrender in that prayer, and I believe that's where Taylor is right now. He's at a place of total surrender, and you've been waiting for him to come to that place. And Lord, we covenant to stand with him and fight with him and surround him. And we pray your grace as he humbles himself will flow over him and through him. For Lord, in our weakness, your power is perfected because your grace is sufficient. And so, Father, we receive now, Lord, this healing, body, soul, and spirit. And a new chapter is being written, all to your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan, I rebuke you with all my brothers and sisters, by the authority that was delegated to us through Jesus Christ himself, we bind you and we tear down this stronghold in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen, amen, amen.